633-5800. Make your appointment or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
For the first time ever since opening its doors, the Greenville Men's Clinic is now the only men's health organization offering an intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. You heard that right. Restoring intimacy is important to everyone. Helping men with a proven solution is what drives success. That is why the Greenville Men's Clinic stands by their intimacy guarantee. Now you will have the assurance and confidence of proven outcomes without the fear of financial loss. By using the latest technology for the treatment of ED, acoustic wave therapy uses pressure waves to open existing blood vessels, which restores spontaneity and intimacy for you and your loved one. Stop trusting companies that feed you empty promises with no results. Trust an intimacy guarantee. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today, 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com.
One of the things they don't teach you in Parenting 101 is how to handle your child telling you they're in trouble with the law. How will this affect their future? What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Whether it's DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or fake ID, Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child. The consultation is free. Make the call today, 864-654-3680.
McCoy Wright is the official commercial real estate partner for 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. They found us the perfect location for our new studios, and when you are ready to buy or sell, they will provide the same top-notch service for you. Here is a featured property that might be right for you. 4403 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson 3.2 acres, zoned C2 waterfront on Harwell and heavily traveled Clemson Boulevard. Potential for mixed-use, flagship restaurant, national retail.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at bartesian.com/enjoy. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at bartesian.com/enjoy. That's bartesian.com/enjoy for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at bartesian.com/enjoy.
What's your favorite thing at the Anderson Christmas Lights?
We just love seeing the kids get excited. Loading up the car, going out there has become one of our traditions.
The price. It's just $10 per car. Can't beat that.
It's great for a date night.
Nostalgia. I got to go as a kid, and now I'm bringing my babies. There's just something special about that.
And you, sweetheart, what's your favorite thing about the Anderson Christmas Lights?
Santa!
There's something for everyone at the Anderson Christmas Lights. Come find your favorite thing.
The Greenville Winter Invitational Division I Men's Basketball Showcase. Catch the Clemson Tigers, Carolina Gamecocks, and Furman Paladins take on Secours Wellness Arena Saturday, December 17th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $700. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase. Or shop Tempur-Pedic and save $500 on select adjustable mattress sets. Plus, get a $300 instant gift. Mattresses and bases are in stock for fast delivery. With our Love Your Mattress guarantee, get the lowest price and 120 nights to sleep on it. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
We're your sports psychologists.
taking your calls on the Vibe Broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Inside of our Upcountry Fiber studios. Glad those people support us the way they do. That company supports us. These are great folks, and we love Upcountry Fiber and upcountryfiber.com. For no contracts, love that idea. For the great internet service, the great television service, great phone services, we love Upcountry Fiber. Check them out online, all the social media sites. You're going to love them as well. In Greenville County, Spartanburg County, Oconee County, Pickens County, Anderson County, it's upcountryfiber.com. Reaction Monday. Phone lines have been full all the way through. And again, everybody on hold. Guys, if you're on hold, I promise I'm getting straight to you. Danny is in Greenville, held on the longest so far. Danny, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Good, man. How you doing?
Very blessed, man. Hope you're blessed as well.
I got two complaints.
All right.
One, I was at the Miami game. In third and fourth quarter, I look out there, and you had the Sweeney boys out there playing wide receiver, and you got Herb Street out there playing wide receiver. You got Turner out there playing wide receiver. And it didn't seem like they got the second, third string in, and then when we needed them the other day, they struggled. They didn't catch the ball. They had crucial drops. It just didn't seem like they'd ever gotten the game. I mean, weren't in the game.
Okay, hold on. Let's back up now. When those guys, you're talking about when Clemson had the huge lead on Miami? I mean, the game was out of hand there, all right?
I understand that, but you still got second. I mean, Spector could have got some more playing time. E.J. Williams could have got some more playing time. I understand working some of them in, but I also feel like you got to get guys in that you need to contribute.
Yeah, but when you put them in, what are they doing? Did you watch the game Saturday?
I did.
All right, here. Let me give you the stats from Saturday. Spector, and I hate doing this, but this is a fact. Spector was targeted 3 times on Saturday for no catches, including one that hit him right between the 1 and right between the 3 on a very crucial play, and he dropped it. E.J. Williams was targeted 3 times on Saturday with no catches, including one that hit him right there where the 6 has got the little 0 down there at the bottom, the O down at the bottom. It hit him right there on the 0 part of the 6 down at the bottom of the number, and he dropped it. What has Spector and E.J. Williams done to say, man, we need to get the ball to those guys more?
No, I'm just saying I feel like we could have got them in more playing time. And if they're not going to catch the ball, I feel like we need to go to 12 personnel and get both tight ends in and just –
totally agree with that. That to me, that's legit because I'm going to trust Davis Allen more, and I'm going to trust Brennan Steele more. But to be honest with you, there's several guys in that wide receiver room right now. I have seen enough drops that I don't need to see any more drops against anybody at any point in time in a football game.
All right, one more thing, real quick. Mm-hmm. Can you put that loss on Mickey Conn?
Part of it, yeah, part of it, because the safeties did not play very well. I mean. The safeties gave up huge plays in that game. And
what about special teams also?
Well, yeah. Now special teams, they divide that thing up. You got a kick return guy, a punt guy, and everybody does that. But more so to your point there, more so is that you had just 72-yard passes and 48-yard passes. And now Makuba was a little bit banged up, I get it, but he's peeking in the backfield and getting beat deep. And they just had way too many big plays, 65-yard catches and 72-yard catches and way too many big plays for safety. I thought the safety play was very poor on Saturday.
But why didn't we ever go to putting two guys back on punt returns?
I agree with that as well.
Just a fair catch the ball.
I thought that was a mistake. I thought they should have two guys back there. And I like it anyway because you get a lead blocker. You know, you get if the gunner is missed and he's running downfield, the first guy you can block him with, you have to make the first guy miss, you can block. So I always like two guys back there. I don't know why more teams don't put two guys back there. There's a reason, but I don't know why.
I know we did it a couple of times in other games this year.
Yeah, yeah. Would like to see more of that Saturday for sure.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Danny.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, have a great day, man, for sure. Have a great day. 654-ROAR. I have a full bank of phone calls. Guys, I promise I'm getting to everybody. Vaughn is in Piedmont. Vaughn, thanks for being patient with us, man. How you doing this morning? Hey, Vaughn. Vaughn. No Vaughn. All right. 654-ROAR. Kevin is in Greenville. Kevin, I think you've been patient. Thanks for being patient, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey, I'm doing good, man.
Good.
Hey, great job this morning, man. You're getting thrown curveballs, fastballs, sliders. You seem to have an answer for every question.
Well, look, they might be wrong. They might be wrong. You know what? A lot of men just got to foul them off and see another pitch, you know?
Oh, man, I was at the game Saturday. You know, the three takeaways that I got from it, and I'm a Carolina fan, mm-hmm. We knew we were a big underdog coming into that game. The 40-game win streak at home, I mean, those are a lot of odds to face. Clemson's a very good coach team, the great players. But the main thing I took away was South Carolina's punter.
Yes.
He kept pinning them deep.
Deep.
He had a pretty good average. He kept tacking them out inside the 10-yard line. I thought that was huge. The second takeaway is, man, I wish we had a Will Shipley on our team. Clemson got away from him in the second half. I think he only had three carries in the second half. But he was just electric in the first half. I don't understand, you know, why they got away from him. Everybody knows our team is terrible against the run. And it kind of turned into a passing game for them in the second half. And Uwagalele, you know, he had some struggles there. He didn't get a lot of time, had some drop balls, you know.
Yeah.
And probably the third thing I take away, and what I thought was a big turning point of that game, was the targeting foul in the third quarter. Carolina was about to have to punt the ball again.
Yep.
Now, they didn't score on that drive, but it allowed the possession to continue. The punter came in a few minutes later, flipped the field on them. And I just think that was big.
Not only that, but Clemson is weak at safety, and Mickens is probably their best safety at that point in time in the game. And now he's out. I thought that's a great point. Hey, let me give you on your punter because I'm touching all those. You're right about Shipley. Everybody knows that now, too. Clemson started out at their 7, their 10, their 3, 25, 25, 20, 25, 25. They did have one start in South Carolina territory. They scored a touchdown on a 47-yard drive. And then 25, 25, the 2 and the 3. They had five drives that started off inside their own 10-yard line, and Kroger did an amazing job punting the football for the Gamecocks.
Yeah, and then the big tight end, number 44, he came up with a few big catches.
Nate Atkins had a one-handed catch. He had four catches for 62 yards, including a couple big on third downs, and I thought he was huge in the game Saturday.
So I don't know where he's been all year. You know, they don't seem to have used him very much, but – man, he showed up against Clemson on Saturday. I still like Clemson to beat North Carolina this week. I think they're going to win the ACC. I think they're going to be a New Year's Six program, you know, probably the Orange Bowl, maybe the Cotton Bowl. So they still got a lot to play for. You know, we're just glad Carolina got the monkey off their back, man. It's a lot of pressure when you keep losing to Clemson, you know, 7-8 straight years, right?
You did a great job. You took the fight to the dog. If the only disappointing part, I mean, there are disappointing parts of both sides because the two picks, the pick six in the end zone, and they're not stopping to run. I get all that. One of the things, if I'm a Gamecock fan, I would say, wait a minute. Man, if I've got Wells and I've got Van, who, boy, goodness gracious, I hope he's okay. I know that was a bad injury there. But if I got Brooks and some of those guys and Brown in the passing game, Gene Bell in the passing game, and you know, Stogner didn't do a whole lot, but I got Stogner in there too. My thing is, where was all this all year? Why did it take the last two games of the season to turn this thing loose? Why are we playing so scared throughout the offseason? Because this could have been a – if you play the ball, if you throw it like you threw it the last two games, man, this could be a magical season for you instead of an 8-4 season.
I think I could decipher Egyptian hieroglyphics easier than I can answer that question to you,
Vicky. Kevin, I always appreciate it, man. Congratulations. A great win. All and right. To the Victor Bologna
Thank
spoils,
yes, sir.
365 of bragging rights for you.
That's right. It'll go by quick, though.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks an awful lot.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be there's only a couple of negatives if you're a Gamecock fan. But that'd be ones like, man, where was that? All right, Vaughn checks back in. Vaughn, I'm going to put you back up ahead of the line again, man. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there, but thanks for calling back in.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I lost signal or something, I guess.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem. Going off what you said with the last caller, deciphering what was going on there with the whole season, I think the last 2 weeks is Satterfield trying to save his job because they said that him and the O-line coach were the only two that didn't get contract extensions at the end of the year last year, and so he's trying to save his spot or what have you, or, you know, whatnot. But then I saw his potential candidate for the OC with Matt Rhule up there in Nebraska. I mean, if he can do what he does these last 2 weeks, heck, I think he hold on to him, you know, even if it's just another 2-year extension or something. But I think that's the big thing as to why they, you know, this whole season was not necessarily a bust, but not as good as it could have been. But, you know, that we.
Hey, Vaughn, what if I'd have told you 9 days ago that you would be hopeful that Matt Rhule wouldn't come from Nebraska to take away Marcus Satterfield? And you'd have gone, man, please don't take him. We want him back. What if I told you that nine days ago? Isn't it crazy?
It's wild. It's, you know, I don't know what, and you know, there was a whole speculation a week ago or whatever it was that Beamer was making calls or somebody else was making calls outside of Satterfield.
I don't believe that.
Whoever's making the calls, keep making the calls. That's my thing.
Yeah.
It's they're doing good, and I think that the last 7+ years, whatever's been y'all beating us, it's been hell. But it's great to get this one off our back, like the guy said before. And you guys are a good team. I'm ready to see y'all again next year down at Willie B. I was at the one last year when we got shut out, but I'll be there anytime I can. So,
well, it's a great route. Now, you know, this is the biggest win of the Beamer era. I mean, Tennessee win set this in motion, so you can make an argument either way.
Oh yeah.
Now the thing is, where does Shane Beamer take this? Bowl momentum wise, now I got to think they cut it loose in the bowl game, and then off season recruiting, all the junior recruiting going on. There's a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
How can you advance it? And I watched. I thought Billy Napier's team, even they lost. You know, got some stuff there. Tennessee looked good again. You know, obviously Georgia's there. You got some upper mobility in the SEC East might be a little more tougher now, but we'll see. So he's got a lot of opportunities now. Obviously, you'd rather have the momentum than not have it. But right. How does he go moving forward is going to be the story. And what does Clemson do to react to it? What happened on Saturday happened, and it's great for South Carolina. Now, what does each team do to counteract that and see?
Yeah, they got to get out there. The big thing is hit that recruiting trail.
Yeah, got a lot of momentum to sell now.
Than what they were.
Yeah, got a good story to sell now.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yes, thank
sir.
You, Vaughn.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you calling back in.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Let's take a break. I've got 5 on hold. I promise everybody, because we do it, we'll have time. I'll get everybody if you're on hold. It's already on hold. We'll get you in for sure. My great friends over at Katechi, CATEECHEE.com. Man, you talk about getting out, and let me make sure I'm not saying this. Weather-wise, what's about to happen here? We're about to flip over to December, all right? And today it's going to be 64 degrees. Tomorrow, 61 degrees. Now, it's going to rain a little bit on Wednesday, but still 68. You're 55, 54. You get 63 on Saturday. You get 64 on Sunday, 64 on Monday, 66 next Tuesday. December the 6th, I'm getting 66 degrees on 12/6. Sign me up, man. All right, so I've got the stay-and-play packages going on there. I've got the Andrew Oliphant lessons going on there, and I've got mid-60s weather in December. Go by, see my awesome friends over at Katechi in Hartwell, Georgia, CATEECHEE.com. We'll take a short break. I promise, guys, everybody on hold, hang on. I'm coming back to you after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
There's no day more important than game day. No game more important than the next. And no team more important than your Clemson Tigers. Now that the season is here, do your part to support your team with what you wear, put on your car, and serve at your tailgate. The Tiger Sports Shop is conveniently located on College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. They have selections for everyone to be able to show their Tiger pride. If you're short of time, shop the website at tigersports.com and either pick up your order or have it shipped to you direct. The Tiger Sports Shop is all in, all the time. Go Tigers!
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Ma'am, have you been to the Anderson Christmas Lights?
Yes, we take the whole family. Remember Roper Mountain Lights? Well, this is bigger. They have the cutest little village to get out in, and it's only $10 per car.
Sir, what about you?
Oh, we go every year, sometimes two or three times. There's always entertainment in the village, and you can go around the 2.5 miles of lights as many times as you like. The kids love it.
Well, there you have it, folks. The Anderson Christmas Lights are still a crowd favorite. Open daily at 5:30 p.m. on Rose Valley Boulevard in Anderson.
If a mattress is on your Black Friday shopping list, then buy local and save big at Engineered Sleep. Save up to $1,000 on bundles and up to $500 on mattresses the entire month of November. This is Engineered Sleep's biggest sale of the year. Support your only local mattress manufacturer and thank us later when you get the best night's sleep you've ever had. Don't believe us? Go see the reviews. Free and fast local delivery. Engineered Sleep is your go-to mattress supplier. Better sleep? Rest assured. Shop online or visit our showroom in Greenville.
Greenville Office Supply is your single source supplier for any type of office products. They've strategically partnered with industry-leading suppliers to ensure delivery across the nation. With thousands of products on hand, they'll get your supplies to you the next day. GOS looks forward to personally packing and delivering your orders with a smile. Skip the trip to the big box stores and shop local. Call GOS today, 864-233-5346.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/radio. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands. At 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at bartesian.com/enjoy. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at Bartesian.com/enjoy. That's Bartesian.com/enjoy for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at Bartesian.com/enjoy.
Ready SE is assisting Thermo King, a worldwide leader in manufacturing sustainable transport temperature control solutions, with a hiring event for its new Greenville location on Friday, December 2nd. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Train, located at 412 Fair Forest Way, Greenville. Thermo King will extend same-day job offers to qualified candidates for team leads, maintenance mechanics, qualified techs, material clerks, manual welders, forklift operators, painters, e-coders, brazers, brazer trainers, machine operators, assemblers, engineer techs, and material handlers. More info may be found at sctechjobs.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Kiwi Financial Group. I love what Greg Wells and his team has been able to do. Greg can help you out at Kiwi Financial. Kiwi Financial Group is it's professionals, it's experience, and you got to think about highs and lows on the football field and as a fan, but you got to think about highs and lows of life and think about all the economic news that you get and the financial news that you get and how all that changes. You want someone there for you that works hard for you, that has meticulous plans, a cutting edge technology. You want someone who's been there through the peaks and valleys to help advise through all of that. If you want more for your money and advising services, call Greg for a no obligation free consultation, 654-5043, or visit kiwifinancial.com for more information. That's kiwifinancial.com. Securities and advisory services offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance Incorporated, otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial. All right, we've got 32 minutes left in the show. I've got six on hold. I promise all men here, I promise, fellas, I'm getting to everyone. We put ladies at the front of the line. But I promise, fellas, I'm getting to everyone. You just stay patient with me. Steven is in Columbia. Steven, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm blessed. I hope you are, too.
Yes, sir. Well, I live here in Columbia, and the only thing they talk about all week is the only chance they have is to make DJ throw the ball. Would be the only chance they have to win. And sure enough, Streeter helped them and obliged them. It's just frustrating that they talk about the middle eight and, you know, you go into this funk in the second half. You know, we move up and down the field in the first half. And then for some reason, they can't explain the funk that starts in the second half. But, you know, it's my opinion that we're getting out-coached and other teams are making adjustments at halftime, and we're not.
So what besides Saturday, what games, which games are you talking about?
Notre Dame, what was the, wasn't it Louisville? We were in a dogfight we were beating them down.
Hold on now. Let's back up. I'm going. I'll write them down. Good. You go. Notre Dame, Syracuse, Louisville, you said?
Yeah. What about NC State?
NC State, you said? Okay. Well, let's look at them. All right.
Let me finish my, if I can finish my,
hang on to your point.
We'll go through it.
Hang on to your point.
All right.
Clemson, you're saying that in the second half that Clemson is something's going to get out of coach there. Clemson was shut out in the first half against Notre Dame. And the only points they scored in the second half. They scored 14 points in the second half. All right?
Okay.
And in the Louisville game, you had 17 points in the first half and 14 points in the second half. don't know if that's a big discrepancy. In the Syracuse game, you had 10 points in the first half and 17 points in the second half, so you got more points in the second half. And in the NC State game, you had 13 points in the first half and 17 points in the second half. So actually, to your point there, in the games that you mentioned, Clemson scored more points in the second half of the games than in the first half of the games.
Well, it just seemed like we had control of the football game in the first half of a lot of those games, and we come out second half, and then we're in a dogfight trying to win it at the end.
Hold on, Steve. I'm just trying to talk factually here. Clemson was losing to Syracuse 21-10 at halftime, and they're losing to Notre Dame 14-0 at halftime. I mean, the games you're talking about. Right. They did have control of the games, and they actually played better in the second half. So, if anything, they had made a better adjustment for the second half.
Okay, those might not have been the best examples. Okay. But I was just trying to, off the cuff, think of some of the games, and we talk about the malaise and why the offense starts to sputter after they're unstoppable, you know, in the first scripted half, and then all of a sudden, you know, but anyways.
But there's a lot of things wrong with the offense. I mean, I don't want to sit here, and I'm not trying to be an apologist. There's a lot of things broken in the offense, and I'm not trying to downplay those, but I'm saying let's shoot our arrows at the right targets, right? And the second half adjustments is not the right targets. The wide receiver development, wide receiver talent, the quarterback, they don't throw it and catch it very good at all. They didn't protect very good there at the end. And if anything, they turned it over 15 times in the last five games. Those are targets. Let's shoot our arrows at those, prioritize those as what's wrong with the offense.
Okay. So we'll shoot our arrows at, and it's not DJ's fault. I mean, he is not going to be in the NFL running the football. He should be in a pro-style offense somewhere in the Midwest where they can block for him, not in a spread read option. That's not going to be his game at the next level. So he's doing himself a disservice in this offense, and we're doing him a disservice trying to run this kid till we get him beat to death when he needs to be able to stand back there and make reads and make throws and not running the football. If we want to run a spread, if we want to run, you know, a read option, we need a quarterback that's mobile enough to do it, that's not going to stand back there, that can extend plays with his legs, get out on the corners. If that's the offense we want to run, let's quit trying to put a square peg in a round hole.
And I agree with that. I don't think he fits. I think Clemson has had better offenses, if you think about it, all right? So they're not as good as now as they were before. Trevor was more mobile. Kelly Bryant was more mobile. Deshaun was more mobile, and Taj was more mobile. And the running threat of a quarterback with quicker decisions, absolutely 100%. Clemson was better with those more mobile quarterbacks. There's no doubt in my mind about it. I don't think they're a zone read team, but I think they're a spread team. I think they had better offenses with more mobile quarterbacks. Yes, I agree with that.
And I still don't know why we went away from the run when it was so successful in the first half.
I agree. And part of it was maybe
I think
field position a little bit there. But, yes, I agree with you 100% there. The run game, why they went away from that, and I think the coaching staff talked about that, they needed to stick with the run more and be patient with the run more. And again, South Carolina did some things adjusted in that. You give them credit because they stopped it. When the Clemson did run it, they didn't run it successful the second half, but still you got to be committed to the run, knowing that you can't throw the football and can't catch the football.
Yeah, and I mean, I do believe that it was insulting for Streeter to say, well, he ran his butt off. You know, we have him as a quarterback to throw the football. We're not interested in somebody that looks like he's running in quicksand, running his butt off, getting beat up back there.
But he did run his butt off now. To be fair, that's not an insulting statement because he was the second leading rusher again. He had 51 yards, and he had 4.2 yards a carry. That statement's not insulting. That statement's a fact. He did run his butt off. He ran very hard. He's not a great runner, but he was the second leading rusher Saturday. And then what they want to do, that's not an insulting statement. Like, here's the thing. Don't get mad at what somebody says. Get mad at the lack of productivity. Get mad at the play calling. Get mad at the fumbles. Get mad at the three turnovers. But what he said was correct. He ran his butt off, and he tried as hard as he could to do it. Now, again, should he have been put to that situation? No, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely ran. I mean, he ran hard. The poor kid got beat up. I mean, why didn't we, if we're going to just
run our quarterback, that's not an insulting comment. Yeah. That's not an insulting comment.
why didn't we put all three quarterback, running backs and just run the Wildcat or do something like South Carolina did with, what's his name, DeCarion Joyner. But anyways, so I think right now we need to bring Jeff Scott back as the OC and wide receivers coach and then hire a special teams coordinator like USC. That coordinator bought them at least two or three football games this year.
Well, Steven, I appreciate the phone call. And even then, what they do coordinator-wise, they still divide up. I feel for sure they divide things up there. And Jeff Scott, look, Jeff's a friend and a good guy and a really good football coach. If you bring back Jeff Scott and he can bring back Mike Williams and Artavis Scott and Nuke Hopkins and Sammy Watkins and those guys, then Jeff will be a great wide receiver coach. If Jeff's got a coach, I'm not going to mention names. Some of the guys that he's had to coach in the past and are here now, and some guys are recruited now, he wouldn't be a great wide receiver coach. This thing is, it's about players and about doing that. Let me get to RVA Tiger. RVA Tiger, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm good, Mickey. How are you doing today, sir?
Very, very blessed.
Good deal. I figured I would call in and give you a break from all the Carolina talk here. I was hoping we could talk Jacksonville Jaguars for a second.
Do it. I know that was a huge win from yesterday. I actually saw a little bit of it. I don't watch a lot of NFL, but I actually saw some of that. And it looks like Trevor Lawrence had a great game, and looks like it was a great win for the Jags.
Yeah, some of the things I took away from it, I think that Trevor was really spinning the ball yesterday. I think he's starting to really understand that Doug Peterson offense. He stepped up in a big way when Travis Etienne went down early in the game. Zay Jones was like all over the field, man. I think I could have thrown the football out of my front door and he would have caught it.
Yeah, it is good to see. Trevor is going to need more pieces around him. That's clear. But if I'm Jacksonville, I feel good about building around Trevor Lawrence. I think there's a lot of pieces over there. And it's not showing on the field through the first 2 years, but it looks like the trajectory of a lot of very successful quarterbacks that get him some experience. You're going to build around him. And when you do give them those pieces, I think you'll see the benefits of it.
Oh, absolutely. I think that was on display yesterday. I know they're 4-7, but, I mean, to compete against the Lamar Jackson Baltimore Ravens team, yesterday was just seemed like a big turning point for him in terms of understanding, in terms of finding that good window. And the ball was coming out hot. I mean, every time he had the ball, it looked like he made his reads lightning fast.
Yeah. I watched the Hard Knocks program on about the Cardinals. It's an in-season deal. And the time, and now this is with Murray, especially now with McCoy. The thing you hear over and over and over is the ball's got to come out on time. It has to come out on time because in that league especially, and in all leagues really, but you hang on to it, and sometimes you can buy some extra time. Murray can. Kyler Murray can. McCoy can't. But he's got to come out, man. He's got to come out on time. And I think Trevor, you know, once you see it happening that way, it looks a lot better when it comes out on time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, just does wonders for his confidence, kind of turning into that franchise quarterback that we all know he can be. So,
yeah. I hope I'm pulling for him. Looking forward to him getting better and better. And he's awfully proud. I had a good friend on the show on Friday who's good friends with him down there now. And they like it. And he likes Jacksonville. I think they're going to build something for sure. RVA Tiger, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot, man.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Have a great day. Hey, on one. I don't have a lot, but on one non-Clemson, South Carolina thought, actually two quick ones. Number one is you look at the hires now in the Big Ten West, and Wisconsin has hired Luke Fickell, and Nebraska's hired Matt Rhule, and this Big Ten West right now, you're rowing the boat at Minnesota. I think that's a good hire. You've got Bielema at Illinois. I think that's a good hire. I like Purdue and what they're doing a little bit. I mean, there's not Iowa, there's nothing to say, and Northwestern, nothing to say. But you get Matt Rhule at Nebraska. You get Luke Fickell at Wisconsin. You get Row the Boat at Minnesota, and you get Bielema Ball at Illinois. And the Big Ten West looks like it's improved from a coaching standpoint. Final thought on the Big Ten. Think about this. I am not a Jim Harbaugh fan. I did speak with Eric Backich, and I said, man, tell me about Harbaugh. This is off the air. We're talking. He's a good dude, man. You'd like him. He goes, every time I go to his office over there, we're not talking about his baseball swing and win. He said he's a guy that's 50 years old. He's worried about his baseball swing. He's like, hey, what'd I do here? You know. Anyway, I like him more than I like Ryan Day. But think about this for a second. The last 2 years, Ohio State has been about as good as they've ever been. About as good. I mean, they've been on top of the world. They've recruited everybody and signed everybody. In the last 2 years, Ohio State beat them by 22 points and beat them by 15 points. They beat them by 37 points the last 2 years. And one of those is in the horseshoe. And they physically put up 45 and 42 on them, and they physically beat up Ohio State. You got to give Jim Harbaugh a lot of credit. And this is a different team heading to this playoff than last playoff. And I think Michigan might have some say on the national championship run. I don't like him. But you got to give Harbaugh an awful lot of credit for what's going on at Michigan. Hey, I promise you, fella, I got four hold. If you're currently on hold, I'll get to every one of you. Hang on, much more after this. Friends, goblins and ghosts are in the rearview mirror, and Turkey Day is on the horizon. That means this month, Elkmont is Game Day Central with an incredible selection of Clemson Game Day apparel and tailgating accessories. Purple out, solid orange, we've got it. In addition to the great game day selection, Elkmont also features great brands like On Running, Patagonia, Z Supply, Columbia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Ray-Bans, and Kosa Sunglasses. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. Elkmont also offers the Upstate's largest selection of On Running shoes, and all I can say is you have to give them a try. From great footwear to lifestyle apparel and home goods to jewelry, Elkmont has you covered for holiday shopping, conveniently located with locations in Powdersville on Highway 153, just minutes from Greenville, and in Clemson at 93 and Highway 123. You need to get to Elkmont today, and go Tigers!
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
This season, take the stress out of holiday shopping with Buff City Soap. Whether it's a gift for a coworker, friend, family member, teacher, significant other, or Secret Santa game, Buff City has the perfect gift for everyone on your list. They have hand soap, laundry soap, men's beard and body care products, pet products, and more. Corporate and employee gift packages are also available. Stop by today and take advantage of free holiday gift wrapping at Buff City Soap in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
The Season of Inspiration event has started at Bradshaw Mazda. What does that mean to you? It means low lease specials, finance rates from 2.9, and no payments until 2023 on your new Mazda. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. Upstate friends, pack your family and take a road trip this holiday season in a new Mazda from Bradshaw. Our lineup includes top safety picks, are the most reliable and fun to drive. Don't put your name on a list to buy a car. Drive away in a new Mazda today from Bradshaw Mazda, where cars are just easy to buy. See specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Sark's Greenville Auto Repair is your shop that can repair your vehicle. Our staff has over 30 years of experience and are ASE certified, serving Greenville County since 2015. We specialize in brakes, suspension, wheel alignments, tires, engine diagnostic, and oil changes on all foreign and domestic vehicles. If you need basic maintenance or emergency repair, we can get you back on the road quickly. Located at 1900 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, or call 864-609-0202 for an appointment today. You can visit us online at SarksGreenvilleAutoRepair.com.
Hello, Medicare supplement and prescription drug plan holders. If you are paying combined premiums of $175 monthly and have a drug plan deductible, you are overpaying, in my professional opinion. You owe it to yourself and your family to review the Medicare Advantage plan that includes a drug plan with no deductible and zero monthly premiums. Additionally, your maximum out-of-pocket in a calendar year for health care is $2,900 or less, perhaps way less. You also will receive many extra benefits that you do not receive today. Please call 864-307-8484 for an appointment or meeting invitation near you. As always, our services come free to you, and in the rare instance that should you ever want a plan that I do not represent, I will assist you in hooking up with Medicare.
For the first time ever since opening its doors, the Greenville Men's Clinic is now the only men's health organization offering an intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. You heard that right. Restoring intimacy is important to everyone. Helping men with a proven solution is what drives success. That is why the Greenville Men's Clinic stands by their intimacy guarantee. Now you will have the assurance and confidence of proven outcomes without the fear of financial loss. By using the latest technology for the treatment of ED, acoustic wave therapy uses pressure waves to open existing blood vessels, which restores spontaneity and intimacy for you and your loved one. Stop trusting companies that feed you empty promises with no results. Trust an intimacy guarantee. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today, 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
In the upstate, summer air is hot and winter air is cold, but the temperature below ground remains constant all year. And that's what makes a water furnace geothermal system so efficient. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can lower your energy costs by up to 70%. And there's a 30% federal and 25% South Carolina tax credit. Plus, Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members get a $1,600 rebate per ton. Find out more at ClemsonGeo.com. That's ClemsonGeo.com.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome back. Five phone calls here. Everybody on hold. I'm going to get to you. I promise you. James has been hanging on forever in Sumter. James, thanks for hanging on, my friend. Hope you're doing okay.
I'm doing wonderful, man. Other than wearing this ugly garnet shirt in my office in Columbia. So just,
that's hard.
Man, you and I have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
And I talked to, I think, Kwok about a month ago, and I said, the reason why some of us older fans are kind of apprehensive is we've been to the mountaintop and we've been to the lowest point. And I can remember when Coach Ford left, and I remember when Ken Hatfield came, and he was supposed to be the anti-Danny Ford, just a nice guy. Then you saw that Edge lead the team. And then next thing you know, we losing to Virginia, and then we losing to bad teams. We had to replace them. And it took, I want to say, 20-some-odd years to turn it around.
Yeah.
I last year, I just saw it as a blip. And then that was because I saw we had proven guys like Venables, and we saw that Tony was there. And when I saw that loss against Notre Dame, I kind of felt bad because I saw this as a trend where we were losing our edge a little bit. I don't quite know what's going on with the wide receiver situation, but there's a common denominator there, and I'll just leave it at that. But I'm going to trust in Dabo to get this thing right. But he's going to have to make some decisions that are going to hurt some of the people that he loves when he makes those decisions. you know, because one of the good things about hiring people you know and you love, and it's a bad attribute to hiring people you know and you love, when those people don't live up to your expectations or whatever, you're forced to some hard decisions. He's going to have some hard decisions, and I hope he make those hard decisions sooner than later, because recruits are kind of fickle. They go with the flavor of the month. Once you're deemed a has-been, you're a has-been with these recruits. It's hard to get them back. So, but with that being said, on to the next game. But this one hurt. I'm not going to lie.
This one hurt. I'm going to get this to you, James, and I'm going to get these other calls here. I haven't really revealed this on the air, but I got this from a really good source, okay? That it was in the middle of the season last year. And I this is a trusted source, and I don't know if he said it or not, but this is what my source told me. That Dabo Swinney in the staff room in the middle of last season told his staff that I love every one of you, but for the better program, if I have to, I'll fire every one of you. And I think that happened. And the reason I think that happened is it's a good source. The other reason I think that happened is because Dabo Swinney is more competitive than he is loyal. And it has burned him up since the clock struck 000s on Saturday. The Notre Dame game, every one of his losses last year, all those losses, every one of them sticks with him in his crawl, and the guy's ultra competitive. And so I do trust the source, when he told the staff that, reportedly told the staff that last year. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yes, sir.
And thanks, James. Appreciate the phone. And he has fixed everything that has been broken in the past. And when it's broken, he has fixed it. And so there's some things broken now. Let's see if he fixes it. Danny Ford checking in. Danny Ford, how you doing?
Donnie, very disappointed, youngster. But, very, very excited about that Greenville Men's Clinic.
Hey, man, let me stop you, bud. I got – this is Monday after Soccer on Clemson game. I got adults on the line, man. I don't have time for comedy. We got football to talk about. Thank you, man. I mean, I don't have time. Andy's in Pickens. Andy, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I just had two quick things, Mickey. Number one is that Clemson could lose 100-0 every year, and I would still be a Clemson Tiger.
There you go.
Before I'd be a South Carolina Gamecock. So it's a rough Monday morning in the office, but I'd still rather be a Clemson Tiger than a South Carolina Gamecock. And second thing is, to all the Clemson fans out there, let's just do one thing. We can critique DJ, we can critique Dabo, but let's at least pronounce DJ's name correctly. I mean, he deserves the dignity of that. Nobody wants their name to be mispronounced. I'm from Pickens. I can say Uyunglele. You can say it, or if you can't, just say DJ. But pronounce his name correctly.
That's why I say DJ. Another thing is, how about this, though? Dabo's been around as long as he's been around, and you'll still get national people saying Dabo or something like that. I'm like, or Swinney or something like that. So, that's how people are, bud. That's how people are. Hey, Andy, I appreciate it.
Give him the respect.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Two more holding. Ted is down in Gilbert, outside of Lexington. I know where Gilbert is. Been there many times. Ted, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good, Mickey. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. I've been a Clemson fan for 45 years, and like everybody, like other people have said, you know, seen the bad with the good, all that. And I don't think it's the end of the world. But, and I'm not calling for staff changes, things like that. I don't, you know, I think everybody on the staff was there, with the exception of one, when they went through the run. And I'll just say, I think we got problems at quarterback, obviously. Everybody knows that.
Yep.
And I'll say, we haven't done a real good job as a staff of developing our quarterbacks. I mean, yeah, they had Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, and they were, you know, super talented, but look at all the other five stars in that quarterback room that have transferred through the years that just couldn't see the field, for whatever reason. And, you know,
let me stop you there, Ted. The reason they couldn't see the field is because the two five-star you're talking about were just better.
Right.
And so that's not
right.
Let me say, and I get that sometimes about, well, did Deshaun and Trevor get better? Yeah, they got a little bit better, but part of that is that when you are that good, coming in, the development, and that's not just quarterback. A lot of positions, like, man, your freshman year, did he get better? Well, he was so stinking good as a freshman through that. So when Jennifer Aniston gets in front of a makeup artist, he'll go, well, did the makeup artist do their good job? She's so beautiful to begin with. How much better can they be? You know, so then you get credit for recruiting rather than development. I mean, is Bryce Young better now than he was? Is C.J. Stroud better now than he was? Or once you're so good to start out with, it's hard to get that much better, if that makes sense.
Right, I understand. And you're not going to win 12 games every year and go to the playoffs. That's not possible. I understand that.
Nobody, right.
But my thing, I will say at wide receiver, and you can look back, I don't think Jeff ever called plays. I mean, I know he made suggestions and was part of the game planning and all that.
Yeah.
I'm not one of the people that think, hey, go hire him as offense coordinator. But I do know he coached wide receivers for a very long time. And he developed some two- and three-star wide receivers into great players.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, no doubt.
Our development wide receiver, Tyler Grisham's a great guy, but it's not there, and it hadn't been there. E.J. Williams, okay, he wasn't a great receiver when he came in, but the last 2 years, I mean, and it's not for lack of playing time. He's been on the field. He just, and granted, the balls aren't perfectly placed every time, but, I mean – I don't know. We don't ever throw the ball in the middle of the field unless it's to the tight end, and we didn't throw it to the tight end Saturday.
Yeah.
But, when you throw a ball to the sideline, it's a 50-50 play. Yeah, if the receiver gets up off the ground and makes a play, great. But if he doesn't, it's either out of bounds, can't be intercepted or whatever. It's a incomplete pass. So I don't think they aren't very high percentage throws. And another thing with DJ, in any game you've watched, he's played real well. It's when it's been upper tempo, okay, where he snaps the ball. He may have one read that he's going to, and he gets the ball there, okay? That's when he's played well. Even in the Notre Dame game in the second half, Notre Dame probably weren't playing up to the standards they were in the first half, but when he did well in those two drives we scored on, we were fast tempo, moving the ball. And granted, the receivers caught the ball, but that's what he needs to thrive in. And – when you're in a read option, it's just not fast enough for him to get any kind of rhythm. And he is a rhythm quarterback.
I would say that the less processing he has to do and the more just go, he's better, in my opinion. No doubt about that. Ted, I appreciate the phone calls. Yeah. Good comments, anyway, man. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks an awful lot, man. Ted. Yeah, appreciate that. So let me get Brad, because I promised everybody that was on hold, I'm getting to him. Final phone call of the day. Brad and Seneca, got about a minute and a half, man. Go right ahead.
Hey, morning, guys. I'm not as fast as Jimbo Fisher at talking, but I'll try.
Hope I can understand you, though.
So I know you've already touched on it with other callers, but, last year at the beginning of the season, you called what you called him was Kirby Dumb over there in Athens. He said staff was a bunch of meatheads that hollered and screamed and cussed their players out, asked the coaching staff to work all the time, and when it ends, it's going to end badly. Well, if you want to hire every former – player as position coaches with no prior experience and groom all your coordinators from within, he's going to have to make a decision eventually whether or not to cut ties, like you said a minute ago, with another caller.
Well, yeah, and he might do those things. Oh, by the way, Brett, I'm not wrong about the Georgia situation. Now, currently,
it's that way with everybody everywhere in the country, though.
Right, but currently, what I'm saying, it might not look like I'm smart, but hang on to that little tidbit and let's see how it works out.
Well, it's the same way with every program in America. If your way doesn't work, when it ends, it's going to end badly. So you can say that about everybody.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
every coach and every fan in America wants studs at quarterback, generational type talent at quarterback and receiver.
Yeah.
When you don't have that and you don't win. So is that what you need to have to be able to compete at the top?
Part of it.
Everybody would want that.
Yeah, part of it.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, everybody would want those players, though.
Sure. And the reason Georgia's winning right now is because Georgia's got a lot of players that a lot of people want.
Yeah, but not at quarterback. Not at receiver.
No, but the top two teams in the country right now don't have that, because I don't think McCarthy is that, but we'll see how it turns out. Again, let's hang on to my information and see how it works out. Brad, appreciate the phone. I got to run, man. Let me thank Brad Hughes, Allstate Insurance Agency. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes, good hands with Allstate. We'll get you a little longer mile-wise tomorrow. And also Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. We'll get you a longer two-minute drill tomorrow. Will, thanks, man. Great job once again. I got everybody in there. That was the goal today. If you were on hold, we got you in, man, so I do appreciate that. Appreciate all the callers and everybody for sure. Hey, we got a lot to talk about all week long. I hope you're up next to my favorite people, Brad and John. Have a wonderful Monday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens.